Hey, everybody. Hopefully this is not going to be too, it's lagging again. God damn it. This is just never going to stop doing that, I guess. Hello there. If you had noticed this blank space over here. Yeah, it's just me today. Tom actually unexpectedly had to go on a supplier out of stuff. And he was like, you know, I didn't even really watch this movie and I didn't care about it. So you can just do it by yourself if you want to while I go out and get whatever the hell he had to go out and get, sugar, flour. I don't know what it was. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, that's fine. So I'm going to say, like, right off the bat, this is probably going to be fairly brief, because not because I didn't like the movie, because I did, but, you know, it's, I don't want to spoil too much about it because it's new. And I also, just before I started recording, got like two very, very large graphic design jobs that are a rush, so I probably will have to work on those for the rest of the afternoon. But I did want to drop in and talk to you guys because I said I was going to. So this movie actually, I was gonna say too, movie retrospective for this week, which comes out on Friday or Thursday if you're a patron, will also be just me, because I just recorded that like while he was gone. Again, it was a movie that I really wanted to do, but Tom didn't really dig it and wasn't into it. So he's like, well, you can do that by yourself too. So I was like, okay, just fine. So I did that by myself too. I'm not going to say what movie it was. If you're a patron, you already know, because I posted it on Patreon on Saturday. So some of you already know. But yeah, so this movie that I'm doing today, what ended up happening with this one is that, like I said, we rent a lot of movies through the Xbox. And this was what had been coming up in the horror recommendations. And we'd watched the trailer a couple of times, like when we were looking for a movie to rent. And we're like, you know, that looks pretty good. You know, maybe we'll end up watching that one of these days. I think it was only like $2.99 or $3.99 to rent it. And we just never got around to renting it because, you know, either something else like caught our attention or whatever. So we just didn't end up watching it. So then last night I was on Tubi and I noticed that this movie is free on Tubi now, which I thought was very interesting. So I was like, oh, well, we don't have to pay $3.99 to watch it, because now we can watch it for free. I didn't realize that Tubi would have movies this new. Like, they don't have a shit ton of movies from 2020, but they had enough that I was just kind of like, well, shit, maybe I should start checking this before I go and pay to rent the shit. You know what I mean? So yeah, this is actually on Tubi for free if you want to watch it. This is called The Dark Red. Now, this is a horror movie. I would call it more, it's kind of like a psychological thriller mystery thing with like maybe like some supernatural elements to it. And like I said, I'm not going to spoil it, but I mean, the trailer kind of goes into like what you're in for. Now, this was directed by Dan Bush. Now, that's the same guy that did The Signal from 2008, which was actually very good. It had been recommended to me like a bunch of times, and I finally got around to seeing it. That might be on Tubi too. I might have seen it on there. Because I don't think I paid to rent that either. But I think I liked The Signal better than this one. But this one is good too. And the weird thing about this movie is that I liked it when I was watching it. I didn't love it. It didn't blow my socks off or anything. But like, the more I thought about it, the more I liked it. I don't know if that makes any sense or not. But yeah, so this movie, the main character is named Sybil, which I'm sure that's not an accident, played by April Billingsley. And she looks really familiar and it was bugging me. And so I looked her up. She's been in some other shit too. But the reason that I recognized her was, I guess she was on The Walking Dead. She didn't have like a main part, but I think she was one of the people in Terminus, like way the fuck, whenever the hell season that was, you know, so it was a while back, but I recognized her anyway. So she's basically playing a woman. And at the outset, she's in like a mental hospital and this doctor is talking to her, and she's clearly been through some shit, and she seems to believe that somebody stole her baby. Like, she was pregnant, like 8 months pregnant, I think she said, and that someone or some people literally cut her baby out of her stomach and took him. Now, the interesting thing about this, now this is, like I said, it's more psychological horror. It's not, there's some gore in it, but it's not like super over the top gory. Where this comes from is that you're not really sure, because they go like way into her background, and like she obviously has some mental issues, and she has been diagnosed with schizophrenia. So the whole like thing of the movie is that, is she crazy? Did her baby just die and she's coming up with some crazy story like to deal with it? Or was there somebody that really stole her baby? So that's kind of what you're getting at. Now, I will say, like I said, it starts out kind of cool. It's just like two characters basically in a room just like talking, and she's kind of talking about her past. And then they talk a little bit about flashback, like her shitty childhood and her getting adopted by someone like after her mother died and stuff. And then so then they kind of go into the flashbacks of her like meeting this guy. And I think at this point, because I think Tom was watching it like to start with, and then he like, it was at this point I think that he kind of tapped out, because it almost seemed like it was going down, I don't want to say like a Lifetime movie route, but it almost did seem like it went too much into like a love story type of thing, like not in a schmaltzy kind of whatever, but it did kind of go into, she meets this guy at like her mom's funeral, and you know, they are kind of talking about how they got, you know, they got together, they got married and all this other stuff, but it is relevant to the plot later on. But I can see how, if you're not there for it, that you might get kind of bored and be like, where the fuck is this going? I can see that. But if you stick with it, it kind of goes in some really interesting directions, because like I said, it's sort of a thing where you're not entirely sure, because like, it's like, I hate to say, because I don't want to spoil it, but it's like, it could go either way. They leave like very ambiguous for a long time, like whether she's nuts or whether all this shit that she's describing like actually happened to her. And so I really kind of like movies like that, like particularly they have female characters and they have this like crazy fucking story that, I mean, to be honest, if somebody came to you with this story, like she's saying, like you wouldn't, no one would probably believe it, because it's banana pants. So you can cut. So, but the frustration of her like trying to tell this doctor this story, because she wants to seem like normal enough so she can get out of the hospital, and the doctor is like, I'm not going to let you out if I still think that you're delusional or whatever, because you know, I know that your story isn't true and blah blah blah. So there's like all this back and forth there. Another thing about this gave me kind of Scanners a little bit, Firestarter a little bit kind of vibe. I guess that's not saying, because like I said, it does have like a supernatural kind of thing. It really kind of, I mean, it's not as overtly paranormal or overtly supernatural as those, and not as gory. Like I said, it's kind of a little more grounded, even though there is a little bit of supernatural shit in it. But it gave me that kind of, like, particularly that whole thing, you know, in Firestarter and in Scanners, like with this shadowy organization that's like trying to find people that have powers and stuff. It, you know what I mean? It gave me like a vibe like that a little bit. Now, like I said, it's kind of slow. It's not, I don't even know if I would call it a horror movie necessarily. It's definitely much more on the psychological horror end, with just a little sprinkling of supernatural kind of stuff. But that said, I mean, if that sounds like your cup of tea, then check it out by all means. Like I said, I don't think that I liked this one quite as much as The Signal, which was this guy's other movie that I've seen. He might have made other movies in between there, because that seems like a really long time in between. But but that's the only other one of his that I've seen. And I've seen that one just because I had a lot of people like recommend it to me. So, you know, this one, like I said, it's on, you can rent it on Xbox, you can rent it on YouTube. But if you want to watch it for free, it is on Tubi. At the moment, I don't know how long it's going to be on there, because I know stuff kind of cycles on and off of there pretty quickly. So I would imagine if it's new, it probably will cycle off there. But it's got like, I don't know, there's some new shit on there too that kind of looks good, but I'm always kind of worried about it, because I don't really want to, even though it's not, I mean, you don't pay for them, but I don't want to like waste a bunch of time like sifting through a bunch of movies that are going to suck, because I've tons of good shit I could be watching. So it's like, I usually try to wait for a recommendation. Like, even if I don't know like what the movie's about or anything like that, if somebody that I trust that has good taste in movies says, hey, check this one out, then I know what to look for. This one, like I said, I had seen the trailer a long time ago and it looked decent. So it wasn't like, you know, I was coming at it completely blind, but it did kind of go in a direction that I wasn't expecting, which I thought was nice. I did read some other reviews of it. It does seem to be getting like pretty good reviews. And like I said, this is another one that I think I might wait like a few months and then watch it again, because I liked it while I was watching it, but then I think I liked it better like the more I thought about it, like today, like when I was thinking about it, like for doing this show. You know, I think I liked it better in hindsight, if that makes any sense. But yeah, so yeah. B-Sis movies. I'm watching that show Dark. Why is it always raining in that show? Well, that's funny because like what part of it you got to, like what season, if you're on season 3 yet. But the rain thing is kind of symbolic, but also there's also a fog thing in another thing that I, you know, like I said, I don't know if you got to season 3 yet and if you know like what the big spoiler is, because I know that I did the Dark all season 3, so I spoiled the shit out of it in that, but I don't know like if you've watched it all the way through or not. But there's, you know, it does mean, but it's funny because like somebody else commented on another video on about Dark that they're like, man, it doesn't rain that much in Germany like ever, so I don't know what the fuck. But like I said, there's a reason why. You know what I mean? It's not super obvious reason, but it's a reason, like, if you think about it. Thomas Carlyle said, I started watching that movie Spring, and I need to go back and finish that, because I think I was watching it, and then, like, I got distracted by something else, or I had to do something else, and I don't think I ever finished it. But, yeah, I definitely want to get back to that, because I think that's still on Shudder, too. And yeah, that's the same director as The Endless, which, yeah, I really liked that movie as well. So like I said, The Endless, if you like cosmic horror. So yeah. So like I said, sorry, this one's kind of short, but I've just realized that I have like 40 million hours of things that I have to do. But as I said, I said I was going to come on and talk about this movie today. So here I am talking about it. Anyway, we will probably do another matinee tomorrow or sidetracks or whatever. I don't know if I can find any other new movies tonight that I feel like watching, but if I can, I'll come back and review it tomorrow and make Tom come and do it with me again too. I don't mind doing stuff without him. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of more fun even when he's like cranky about how much. It was just like the movies that I did today, like I did this movie and the movie that I did for the retrospective on Friday. He was just not having it. I mean, either movie. He was just like, yeah, I think he sat through like the first maybe 5 or 10 minutes of the other movie, of the old movie. And he was like, I'm going to go play a video game. You know what I mean? Like, he was just not there for it. So, like, I get it. He's, you know, he's not into weird ass movies like I am, and he just doesn't really have any patience for it, which I don't know, it's kind of funny. But this one I think he just, because you know, he has that 10-minute rule and he's like, if I don't get into it in the first 10 minutes, it's like I don't want to watch it. So I feel like he watched this one like for the first few minutes and then he just like wandered off, especially when it started looking like it was going, like when she was talking about meeting this guy and falling in love and, you know, getting pregnant and all this other stuff. And he was just kind of like, yeah, I'm out. And then he went over and played Dune again, like on his other like game machine or whatever. But yeah, so like I said, I don't mind doing them by myself, but they are kind of more fun when he's here that I can bounce ideas off his head. You know what I mean? But yeah, so thanks you guys for stopping by. We will be back again tomorrow talking about our usual bullshit like we usually talk about. So I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.